It's a great pleasure to be here. Yeah. I could eat up a lot of time saying thank you to all the people who've supported this happening and making it possible for Intera to play a role. And you'll learn more about the focus of the Intera project is really about shifting our dollars, since social commerce and civic participation come together around this. And the tools necessary for communities to organize is part of what I think led us to coordinate the effort to build some of these tools. And we thought we'd take a few minutes to share those so you know what you have available to you. There's also a user guide that looks like this. If you don't have one, let us know. We'll get you one. And we don't expect everyone to really take advantage of everything that I'm about to show you, because there's been a lot of ways to demonstrate. I mean, knowing is doing. Sometimes the hands are smarter than the head. So we thought it would be really good to experience what we're talking about as a community. And it starts off the way it is for us today, in silos. So there's a couple of different applications that aren't connected, and some that are in interesting ways. And then Tuesday night, at the Identity Mashup, different than tonight's global musical mashup, which will be amazing, Tuesday night we're going to introduce the Higgins framework and see what happens when you introduce user centricity into the group-forming network that we're about to form. So up on the screen on your, well, on both of them, you see that's the hub, idmashup.org. And in there you have the complete schedule. And associated with each session is content as well as a wiki page. So if I looked on Monday, I could see that's coming up next, what you need to know about identity. And associated with that are bios on all the speakers, a bio on the wiki as well as a bio in Attender, and we'll talk about Attender in a minute. There's also lots of content associated with that particular topic. So each session has topics and content related to it, as well as a wiki page that you could go to so everybody can contribute. So that we've taken a content management system and a wiki and put those together, mash that up. So that's available for you off of ID Mashup. There's a lot of other stuff here I want to quickly point out. If you log in and create an account for yourself here, you can then say what events you're interested in. So then when you click on this, you'll see just my events, which is a subset, as well as tags. We really, tagging's an anchor tool here. So if you look down below, you see it now says my tags. Well, if I click here, that's going to show up our tags. And what we've done is there's lots of ways that tagging is coming together. We've got a new word as a result of working on this project. We call it the tagregator. So if I click on community, the tagregator pulls all of the conference events associated with community, all the news articles, the open space topics for Wednesday, the attendees who've tagged that, as well as those inside of Attender who've put community as something they're interested in. So you can play with lots of stuff on here. But I want to show you this one particular application, which is where we ought to start. So we're asking you to have profiles in a couple of different places before we use the Higgins framework to get user centricity. So if you start here, and actually it was Esther said, why don't we just take a few minutes to get people to do it, those of you who have laptops. So check this out. I'm about to go down to this Attender application. And I'll tell you what it's telling us. There's a lot of interesting information here, and privacy and all that. We should talk about the implications. Nobody's email address is given out here, but we can learn a lot about each other. The first way we could do that, if we click on my name as an example, and everyone's who's here has a place in here, and if you're not in here, you can add yourself. But if I click on John Raymer, yeah, it's a computer. Okay. So everybody has a profile, and what's in your profile gives you a way to say who you already know, who you'd like to meet, as well as who would like to meet you. And the way that that happens is that you can go down this list. Aha, I see what's going on. I had to say that I am John Raymer. Hold on. So I am John Raymer. Okay. That's an assertion that I hope will be accepted. There we go. So there's some color coding here, too, that you'll see. So when I go back to my name, you see what's happening here now. So every name that I'm associated with, either because in red there's someone that I already know, blue is someone that I'd like to meet, or the blue in the middle is someone who'd like to meet me, is highlighted over here in this list of attendees. So you could see everything that I'm associated with in some way, right? But also, let's say we did this. Look on the bottom, there's a tag cloud. The tags that are lit up are the ones that are associated with my name. So you could see, John Raymer's interested in community, Higgins, social commerce, cooperation, music, etc., right? If I switch the view from John Raymer-centric to identity-centric, let's just say, if I click on the term identity, what's going to happen is now every name that has identity as a tag appears in the list here. So I can go through and see who else is interested in identity. And I see, so David Evans is. I can click then to David Evans and say, he's interested in identity, and maybe this is somebody that I'd like to meet. So the idea is you can get a view from an individual or get a view of the whole and see what are the topics that are really most interesting to this group as a whole. And then you can go through this list and be able to designate those people you want to meet, those people you'd like to meet. So this is a good starting point. And if you would like any help with this, I'm here, other people here. Do it now if you can, because it will really create a totally different perspective on what are the interesting subjects. Now, another way to do that, another kind of mashing up real quickly, is I want to show you back on the hub. So if you go to ID Mashup, we're going to use a tool during the panels. That's another kind of mashing up. There's a tool called the question tool. And the question tool allows each of us to participate while the conference is going on. And if you choose to, you can post a question. So this is going to appear on the screen while the panelists are here. And the screen is split. Dick, you got a question? Okay. You can put your question right here, but you just can't get on, is what you're saying. Okay, good. Okay, right off, let's go back. On the top of the page, on the home page, we'll fix that in a second. So it should say conference news, question the conference. Make use of the question tool. You guys see that up there? If you click on more, right, it should take you. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that'll take you to it. So we're gonna we got to fix Dick's problem, or everything else is for naught. So, but assuming you can get online, is Dick, you the only one not online?
I could get on either, but I tried a different email and it worked. So.
Different email. Okay. All right. So we'll deal with this in a second. Yeah. But what's going on here is that these two columns are offering us different views of what's going on. You could post a question, and the most recently submitted ones will appear on the left. But then you can also vote on the questions that have been submitted. So then we'll see on the right that two votes have now gone to how does Higgins work. So the moderator has another way to pull from questions that they might ask the panel based upon us here as well as those remotely, since this is being webcasted and people have access to these tools as well. So this is another kind of mashing up, if you will. You who are sitting and participating can contribute by hopefully posting a compelling question that everybody else votes on, and therefore we'll have another kind of input to the panel. All right, so there's a ton of stuff. I don't want to eat up a lot of time with it, though. But, John, I think it's a moment to turn it over to you. If you have any questions about these tools and what to do with them and how to make the most of them, maybe, John, though, is there an answer to the getting Dick on? Okay, I see someone's helping Dick.
Okay, good.